fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die.
Good morning.
Men who mean just what they say.
Well, the world continues to be more bizarre with each passing week, doesn't it, sir?
The brave men.
Yes, it does.
Of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 27th of May. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with, make sure all your team members have rain gear. I'm a big fan of the military issue poncho. I like the woodland pattern for my area. You may want a different pattern for the area you live in. Moving on from there, doTERRA does have On Guard in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Limit 1 bottle per family. This is the doTERRA proprietary blend duplicating thieves oil used successfully to prevent people from getting the bubonic plague. Very good product. Limit 1 bottle per family. Unless you get a kit that has On Guard in it, then you can get another bottle in addition to the one that's in the kit. Last but not least, we are taking orders for Berkey water filters. No, this is not January. We're not having next day shipment. It's May, and we're looking at 6 to 8 weeks, maybe longer, but we will take your order for Berkey water filters. The turnaround time for Professor McCanny's Whole House water filters, I'm also a dealer for those, is much quicker. Much quicker. All right. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff has a website. It's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. He's been prolific for, I think a couple of months now, writing 2 and 3 articles a week. The most recent one, dated May 21st, is titled Politics as the Negation of Science, the Case Against Anthony Fauci. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I find it fascinating that the guy allegedly in charge of helping protect us from the COVID-19 also holds the patent on COVID-19. Isn't that rather bizarre?
Well, it is, unless you know how the Russian and Chinese special services work. It is their, you know, if you are going to do a biological war on somebody and you know the guy who's going to be opposing you in that war is a corrupt government official, you make sure that he's compromised operations, because then he's not going to come out and say what's what, because he's got some kind of weird connection to you and what you've done, like giving money to the project that created the virus or researched the virus or altered the virus or put different proteins in the virus. The Chinese are blocking all investigations into the origin of the virus. They're threatening anybody that tries to find out, that calls for an international investigation. I mean, what are they hiding? What is this? And of course, in getting Anthony Fauci compromised would be just normal for the Russians and Chinese.
Well, that's a very wide sweeping statement you just made there, sir. What you're basing it on is their standard operating procedure. What these people being the Russians and Chinese communists, what they've routinely done for decades, as opposed to any specific evidence that he's been compromised, correct?
Well, I mean, there's a broader meaning of the term compromised. I mean, Mr. Fauci doesn't have to have made an agreement with the Chinese special services. He doesn't have to be a conscious agent of them. All they have to do is, knowing his importance in our system, is get him involved in economic or science relationships that once a biological war begins, he then, his eyes open and he goes, holy crap, I can't say a word here. I can't do anything because, I mean, what else is going to come out about his involvement with labs and the Chinese and owning proteins or whatever it is, you know, owning viruses or patenting viruses. If you're Anthony Fauci, are you going to say this thing is a weapon? Are you going to say how this thing was designed? That it's part of a project, a larger project that involves other designs that are more lethal? What does Anthony Fauci know that he can't talk about now that his mouth is permanently shut? Because if he says anything, even if he's innocent, he's going to look guilty and people are going to ask questions. You know, this is how you compromise people.
Absolutely. Well, I hope the truth comes out relatively quickly. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes there at the White House. President Trump has access to the information we're talking about, obviously. Whether he's making use of it, is going to act on it. The best evidence we have that he's going against what Fauci wants is his publicly statement a week ago Monday that he's taking the hydroxychloroquine himself, which is an absolute direct contravention, contrary to what Dr. Fauci is advocating, isn't it?
Yeah, not only that, the Russians are massing hydroxychloroquine for themselves, which is very interesting because they evidently know that it's effective.
Well, Russians have some very bright doctors and scientists, of course. Of course they do. And being a communist country, the communists treat their people like my rancher neighbors treat their cattle. They want to make sure their cattle are safe. They want to make sure their cattle are healthy. And the Russians basically treat their entire population as cattlemen who want to make sure that their prized possessions remain healthy, don't they?
Yes. Well, if you look at this COVID-19, Russia has one of the lowest mortality rates of any country. And it's very odd because the Russians have the greatest entanglement with China in terms of their trade and the number of Chinese in Russia and Russians and Chinese. So how is it that Russia has escaped?
Well, they shut down their border really fast with China.
They did. Well, you know what? They did it before anybody else. Yeah,
that's
and
right.
They quarantined Siberia very – as soon as they had one person in Siberia, they quarantined Siberia.
Right.
Yeah. And no, they knew.
And that's, you know, the size of Russia, you know, continental United States is four time zones. Russia is 13 time zones. That's more than half the planet. There's 24 time zones. 13 time zones is half the planet. So, and Siberia is so remote. Now, there's no interstate highway system such as we have to travel from Siberia to the other parts of Russia. There's primitive roads, and that's a stretch, plus a railroad and, of course, aircraft. So cutting off Siberia is relatively easy to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You don't have that many tracks. You don't have that many airports. Of course, Siberia, I think, only has a population of 12 or 13 million people. So it's not, you know, even though it's a huge area, it's not that many people. So it's you know, it's comparable population to Sweden,
right.
Which, by the way, has a higher death rate than we do right now. But it seems that this virus, whatever it is, it seems that it's it is mutating. I think it's going to be killing less people over time, and it's going to go where it wants to go because it's very contagious.
One of the signature aspects of this is it's very contagious, but for a height, weight, proportion of people with no underlying compromised health conditions, do not have a compromised immune system, 85% who come in contact with the virus never even know it. And most of the people who do get sick, it's basically a case of the flu, and in a few days they're well again. But for people who are obese, people who have a compromised immune system, which means in this country, most people over age 60 have a compromised immune system. It's not a matter of age so much as just a fact of life. I learned earlier this week, I mentioned the first hour, that there's 54 countries with a lower infant mortality rate than the United States. Mm-hmm. I found it very disturbing and very alarming, including third world countries like Cuba. Cuba has mm-hmm. a lower infant mortality rate than the United States does. None of those 54 countries spend anywhere near the money that we do per person on healthcare. There's no country on the planet that comes anywhere close to spending what we spend per person on healthcare. So we have a longevity that's in the 40s from the top, and we have infant mortality 55 from the top. It's something's really broken with what Americans call healthcare, isn't it?
Well, doctors are dangerous, and our pharmaceutical industry is dangerous. I found out recently that my sister was given an antibiotic a few years ago that almost killed her. And turns out this antibiotic wasn't made as an antibiotic. It was made as a chemotherapy drug, and it
really
failed as a chemotherapy drug, and it was then designated an antibiotic, and it destroyed her mitochondria in her cells and almost killed her. She's been recovering for the last several years, and it turns out that an antibiotic that I was given is in the same family as that many right. years ago, where right. I got very sick, but I right. Didn't get as sick as she did. And so how many of us have been exposed to drugs, antibiotics or other drugs, that are extremely dangerous, and our doctors are giving them to us? And
what I'm learning, Jeff, is the healthiest children in this country are the ones who get no vaccinations at all. I watched the documentary last night, Vaxxed 2, and they do a good job of laying out the evidence, and it's clear evidence that, first of all, medical doctors and medical students in medical school are not even educated on what vaccines are. They're just told that they're great, that they're effective, and here's the protocols for administration of the vaccines. And they're shocked after they graduate from law school, if they do independent research, to find out what's really in the vaccines, how dangerous they are. And once they do, many of them stop using them for themselves and their children and grandchildren, and no longer encourage their patients to take them, do they?
It seems that science, and this is the thing I'm discovering reading on this and studying this, science is no longer scientific anymore. This takes me back to graduate school. I remember the chairman of the political science department I was in was very concerned with the subject of science. What is science? And epistemology, that's a big word, but it just means how we know what we know. And he gave a lecture, which I'll never forget. And he'd been longtime chairman of the political science department at Princeton. And he said, look, he said, people say social sciences aren't science. It's not true. We have methodology. We do things scientifically. He said, it turns out things like biology and physics and chemistry aren't as scientific as they claim they are, because they've forgotten what the philosophy of science says. So they don't even know their own philosophy of science and the proper methodology in their sciences. They don't study them anymore. And so they've been degenerating. This is 30 years ago he gave this lecture. And we had to study philosophy of science. I was a graduate student in political science. And so, but I didn't realize until I'm now, this education does me really well, because I'm reading about what's been going on at the National Institutes of Health and what happens in their labs. And it's actually, if you have any scientific education, it's shocking. They don't know science, the philosophy of science. They have these procedures that they've memorized and learned, but they don't understand the philosophy behind what they're doing that makes it either scientific or not. And if you're not conversant with the philosophy of science, I'm sorry, you don't have any idea about whether what you're doing is scientific or not. It doesn't matter that you have the name scientist behind you, behind in your name. It if you don't know that philosophy, you don't understand what you're doing, you're not a scientist. You're just a lab technician who's following certain procedures without understanding whether they're proper or not.
Absolutely. We are a caller here, our regular update from Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Hello, Jeff and John. I've got two things for Jeff. I'm not sure if he's been watching the National People's Congress, which has been taking place in Beijing. Apparently, they have decided to implement the national security legislation on Hong Kong, and this legislation has serious ramifications because the Chinese Communist Party has decided to bypass the Hong Kong Legislative Council when it comes to implementing the national security legislation on Hong Kong. I'm not sure if Chief would like to comment on it.
Yes, well, you know, a lot of people don't realize what the laws in China say, but I was reading them yesterday, and did you know that it is by law, every Chinese citizen is obligated to basically be a spy for the Chinese Communist Party, that they are obligated to work with the special services, with the intelligence services, with the secret police, by law. Not that they can, if they want, cooperate with them. They absolutely, positively, by law, they must. Otherwise, they're breaking the law. And when they talk about security laws in China, they're all interconnected. So once you impose that on Hong Kong, you're imposing an absolute police state on Hong Kong. There's no freedom. There's no one country, two systems, which is, you know, where they retain their British law. Once you leave and go into Chinese security law, you're in a totalitarian state. There's no common law. So.
All right.
Also,
Alex, go ahead.
Oh, I'm still here. Also, people are now speculating that the Chinese Communist Party has decided to make Hong Kong go through a early reunification. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Of course, the agreement with the UK over Hong Kong and 97 was 50 years before it was going to be, you know, one country, one system, so that Hong Kong would have till 2047. But now it looks like they're making it happen now. And the really
gentlemen,
big question
gentlemen,
is...
Gentlemen, yeah. How can you reunify something that's never been united in the first place? Hong Kong's never been part of the People's Republic of China. So how can you reunify something that was never united in the first place?
Well, that was what the agreement in 97 was,
right.
They made with the British.
I understand that. We got a break. Everybody, hold on.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th. My grandson's football team, the Lake Stevens Vikings, are raising money to get the equipment they need to be safe and are selling high-quality 1,800 thread count sheets right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I got delivery of mine yesterday, beautiful sheets, nicely packed in a zipper bag, and I'm glad to help the boys, and you can also, so check that out. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, and Alex, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, I am. I've got one final thing for Chief. I'm not sure if Chief would like to comment on that. During the last 6 months of the violent protests in Hong Kong, the sentiment within the people in Hong Kong who took part in the protests have now changed. Some of them are starting to realize that they were either used by the Chinese Communist Party, and the opinion in the general Hong Kong public is that the Chinese Communist Party were the instigators of the Hong Kong protest. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Yeah, that's the concept that's very difficult for us to understand, is that movements for democracy or freedom could be directed by the communists in Hong Kong. But the standard operating procedure of all communist regimes is to infiltrate the opposition, take control of it, and use the opposition to do provocations. And a provocation is where they get the opposition to do things that will bring discredit to the opposition. And, of course, the first really big sign that this was the case was when these protest groups in Hong Kong were committing violent actions, you know, destroying property in the shopping malls, you know, hurting people, setting fire to buildings. This is when you saw that this was beginning to look like a provocation, that the elements under control of the communists were behind it. So I think there was a provocation, and I think that it's pretty clear that they used the protest movements having been infiltrated to bring discredit to them and of course to set up people who were truly anti-communist to kidnap them, kill them, you know, disappear them, and so on.
Alex, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. That's all I have, Jeff and John.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, thank you for the update. We appreciate it. Jeff, I wrote a letter to the Taiwanese embassy in Washington, D.C. It's been about 10 or 12 years ago, responding to a press release where they talked about reunification of Taiwan with China. And I let them know that you've lost half the battle if you use the language of your enemy. Taiwan's never been part of communist China. So how can you reunite Taiwan with something it was never united with in the first place? So I was trying to give them a heads up that they need to change their language because they're giving up half the battle by using that language of their enemy. And Hong Kong has never been part of communist China either. You can't reunify something that was never united in the first place. That's the point I was trying to make, Jeff.
Yeah, well, the Chinese communists, they want to unify China under their banner, under communism. And, of course, China, you know, why doesn't, and you could, you know, the Republic of China, which is really the name of Taiwan, was under the principles, you know, of let's unify China under the KMT. Of course, the KMT is not the ruling party of Taiwan anymore, but it's a question of what political system does China have, whether it's unified or not, and that is really what the question for Beijing is. They want to impose communism everywhere, and so that is their code word, unification, you know, unify China. It sounds good. It sounds nationalistic. But it's really all about imposing communism. And those parts of China that have freedom, that have democracy, which used to be Hong Kong and it's Taiwan, they're you know, the objective is to hold out for freedom, not to give in to it, to communism. And all these people in the West, they want to do business with the Beijing because it's got this big market and it's got this this huge cheap labor force. Well, that means that they're getting into bed with communists. They're getting into bed with the communist Chinese, with an enemy of the West, with an enemy of freedom. And I think we have to take it to our business community. No, you cannot be an American and work with the communist Chinese and be a loyal American. You can't.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, Jeff, moving on to a slightly different topic, more evidence is coming up regarding General Michael Flynn and the true nature of the attempted coup. And what the Hussein Obama administration, including the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, the head director of National Intelligence, were doing was an attempted coup. And you can characterize it no other way, can you?
Yeah. Well, Michael Flynn was a general in intelligence.
Hold that thought, Jeff. Hold that thought. We got a bottom hour break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. As I mentioned earlier, we have something very disturbing, very alarming on my website. It's Bill Gates doing a briefing. This is an official Department of Defense video at a Pentagon briefing. Bill Gates is conspiring with Pentagon, possibly CIA officials, to commit war crimes. That's what he's doing in this video. When you give any person or persons any medical procedure, drug, anything connected with medicine procedure without their knowledge or informed consent, that's a war crime. And that's, in fact, what he's doing. Under COVID-19 updates, we have three blocks there, the second line of blocks down, and it's the top one. It says, Bill Gates briefing to the CIA. Use virus to change people's DNA and brain function. We have that hosted on my webmaster server, so it can't be taken down. Very important. We need to understand who this man is. See, if he's not a war criminal, he wants to be. Moving on from there, if you've got arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help you. It will. You're not getting a good night's sleep like I do every night. I sleep as good as a small child every night. I wake up pain-free. If you want to do that, get yourself an energy cleaner. Get a mattress pad to go with it. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order for the energy cleaner and a mattress pad right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website, thelibertyman.com. If you don't want to do that, you just call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Don't try to contact me. You won't get me. Don't leave a message for me there. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, a place to educate yourself. Jeff's books are for sale at amazon.com. And Jeff, you've just gotten really busy the last 3 months, haven't you, sir?
Well, yeah, I started this new website in August, jrnyquist.blog, and I actually started it because I saw things were going to heat up, and so I became much more active. I've been researching. I spent the summer, last summer, researching the Obama's relationship with Russia, and you know, the fact that we had our secretaries of state, Clinton and Kerry, meeting with Sergei Lavrov without translators for hours at a time, up to 4 hours, one meeting with Hillary Clinton and Lavrov. No witnesses, nothing about what they were discussing. She wouldn't tell anybody in the State Department what was said. These are very unusual circumstances for a government, and especially of a government made up of people who had a history of being communists in their youth. Hillary Clinton was a far leftist. Barack Obama was mentored by communists. So there was something going on there in the Obama administration back in those days. And
I can tell you what they were doing. They were making plans and cutting deals. That's two things that were being discussed. The details, I don't know. But based on my knowledge of how human beings work, why human beings get together to have meetings, they were making plans and discussing how they would accomplish their goals. Jeff, we've got a caller on hold here. We're at Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. I agree with you, John. I think that this, where this is headed, is this fall. And I think we're the two things that people need to be prepared for, in my opinion, is this: expect that they are going to try everything and anything to get you to take that vaccine. And number two, they're going to try to starve you into submission. I got a feeling we are going to have food supply problems that will not quit hitting by this fall. And one other note, and this is completely unrelated, John, I cannot seem to access your website at all from my phone. Are you aware of the difficulty that people are having with phones trying to access?
Our last update, we made my website smartphone compatible, because it really wasn't before. But you may want to try restarting your phone. Sometimes that helps. But I'm not getting other reports about so many people access my website through their telephone. I think if it was a much of an issue, I'd be hearing about it. I don't know how else to comment on that there, Kyle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know, I've tried refreshing my phone already. I've tried capital letters, you know, on the, and then Liberty, and then Man, the first letter being capital, and I've tried them all small. I've tried them one straight, you know, line, everything. But anyway, mine won't pull it up. It just keeps saying not found, website not found.
Amazing. Well, I don't know what to say.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Our next caller here is James in Pennsylvania. Good morning, James.
Hi, John. I just had a question about, I had recently seen The Enemies Within by Trevor Loudon. And at the end of that, he had referenced a bill from, I think it was 2016 or 2015. It was H.R. 3892, which basically would have made all members of of the committees in Congress, they would have to pass a background check before they could serve on those. And I had looked that up. It doesn't really say whether it passed or not, and I was just curious whether Jeff was aware of that and whether that did go anywhere. And I guess second of all, whether there's any kind of push by the Trump administration to deal with the communist issue or not, or what their stance is on that.
Yeah, I don't think it passed. I've never heard that congressmen have to pass a security background check. I've never heard that. So I don't think it passed.
Okay. Do you know what, I know under the Obama administration, I mean, it seems like they pretty much had lowered the, like when you would have to do a background check, it seems like they lowered, just restrictions were lowered and they didn't care. And I guess were probably actively trying to subvert the normal process of things. Do you know what, I guess, whether it's the DOJ or Trump's administration, what
The FBI does the checks through the Justice Department, and I've talked to people in government, and they consider those checks a joke. It's not, the FBI is just not what it used to be.
So that hasn't, with Trump being in there, that's something that hasn't necessarily changed from the previous administration then, I guess.
No, they haven't changed the procedures. I know there's people that want it to become more strict and want the vetting to be better. The problem is that, I don't think that the people, that the training and the understanding of the background check process has really kept up with the times. And you had, with Obama, you had this problem, you don't background check the president. The background check is the election. And if the people vet a president who's basically a communist, who's a traitor, who has this hidden agenda, then the problem that you have is that he brings in his friends. And some of Obama's people didn't pass. You know, they didn't get in. But a lot of them did.
Okay. Do you know, Jeff, what even just kind of, I guess, the general stance of the DOJ under President Trump, are they aware of the communist threat, or do they take that seriously, or is it still kind of the same attitude as it was under Obama?
Well, I think it's hit and miss. Look, a lot of people who you and I would look at and say, oh my gosh, they're communists. You know, look at their ideas, look at their associates, look at what they did when they were younger. You got to Mr. Biden, for example. Mr. Biden's career was basically turned on as a politician by Armin Hammer. And if you read Edward J. Epstein's Hammer file, Hammer was a Soviet agent. So here you have a senator who was in the same thing with Al Gore Sr. and Jr. They were promoted by Armin Hammer. So they were promoted by a person who was known as a Soviet agent. So the problem is that most people just aren't educated or up to speed on what the communists and the Russians have done in government. So, you know, for those of us like, well, and I'm a friend of Trevor Loudon, we know the facts about a lot of these people. We're just baffled by what the FBI considers a background check. So the problem is that they think asking your neighbors and some of your friends and business associates whether you're a communist or not. Well, you're probably asking people who themselves have background check problems. You know, are they going to, I mean, when I was younger, I had a colleague at the university who I knew was a communist. He hated the United States of America. He was going to go to work for a defense contractor. And I asked his boss at the university, I said, well, did the FBI come in and see you? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, did you tell them he's a communist? And he said, no, I didn't want to ruin it for him. So this was, and I was like, you got to be kidding. He's a communist. You're letting him work in a job where he has to have a security clearance. And you didn't say what the truth, you know, because people think, oh, it's McCarthyism. Oh, I don't want to be a rat on my friend. You know, that's the problem, you know.
Well, I hope if Trump is in there for a second term, I hope people like you are able to somehow gain a voice with him that can become a focus.
Yeah, that's really hard because the mainstream voices in the Republican Party and in the administrative end of government, the people who are really listened to, a lot of them, they would not agree with what I've just said. They would absolutely, oh no, this is an extremist view. And that's the problem, is if you want to talk about facts, not about these opinions that end up governing us, at some point we have to have this discussion nationally. You know, what is an enemy of the Republic? What is the Constitution? What is allegiance to the Constitution? When you make a loyalty oath to the Constitution, which federal officials must do, can you say that oath in good faith if you're a Marxist? And obviously you can't. I mean, Marxism is opposed to what they call bourgeois constitutions. You know, this is just basically intrinsic to Marxism. But you can't, you know, I remember at the university back in the 80s, we had in California here at the University of California, we had an oath of allegiance to the California and U.S. constitutions in order to teach at the university. And we all had to take this. And I noticed all these communists taking it. And I said, how can you take this oath? And they go, oh, the oath is a joke. Nobody takes it serious. Well, I realized, you know, this is what they do in government. These same people were going from getting their master's degrees and PhDs and going into government. And so if it was a joke at the university, why wouldn't the oath be a joke? And I think that's the key to getting these people out of government, by the way. If we start enforcing the oath, we can get rid of these bad actors out of the federal government, out of the permanent government, the bureaucracy.
Yeah, yeah. No, the thought occurs to me that, I pray it doesn't come to that, but I guess we would quickly see if we are attacked by China, et cetera. The people that domestically here do support communism, I guess it would be a rude wake-up call for those currently in government that don't think that's an issue when they see other people in power actively working against the interests of the U.S. So I hope we don't see that, but it seems often we don't learn except through experience.
Well, yeah, then sometimes we don't learn by experience. I mean, we should have had enough experience by now with 8 years of Clinton and 8 years of Obama that these Democrats who have far, far left views that they pretend to be in the center and are very corrupt, and there's deaths, there's what a lot of people think are assassinations going around in the background and all kinds of payoffs and stuff, and then these strange links to countries like China and Russia that should be investigated. You know, we had Chinagate in the late 90s under the Clintons, and Chris Cox was the head of the committee of Congress investigating it. Yeah, they issued a huge report. It was really scary, and it's like nobody read it because Monica Lewinsky was taking the headlines. Nobody paid attention. And it's very frustrating because people don't read and they don't exercise their citizenship. And if enough of a majority of a groundswell doesn't get into something, nothing seems to ever happen.
Yeah, no, I understand. Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate your time. Thank you, John.
Okay, Jim. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jeff, I've been a Missouri Notary Public since, about 1973, 74, along in there. And up until recently, every time I had to renew my notary authorization, I had to take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They no longer do that. I don't know why, but up until very recently, that's the way it always was. And I believe the oath of office for local and elected officials, I'm pretty sure still includes that same oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised that the National Lawyers Guild and the Communist Party USA are against those oaths. You know, would prefer that those oaths be, you know, right now, the University of California, there is no oath. They got rid of those oaths.
But of course, Well, I was a brand new paralegal back in 73 or 74, whatever it was. I was a group of young law students from St. Louis University Law School and Washington University that were going to a National Lawyer Guild convention, national convention in Austin, Texas. I thought, well, this is great. If I join this outfit, it'll help my career. I'll make great business connections. So I went down there with this group of law students, one of whom became a Missouri Supreme Court justice, by the way. And we walk into the convention. We're in session. And this woman's on the platform saying how she's proud to be a communist. And I thought, man, am I in the wrong place? And I never went back. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. JR here on Wednesday, the 27th of May. Well, Jeff, this hour has flown by like they typically do. You have about 3 minutes here, sir, to put out whatever information you need to.
Oh, boy, 3 minutes. what we're both watching, of course, is this the war preparations thing on the part of China and Russia.
Right.
And where they're at and what they're doing.
And the United States.
I don't think we've talked about the body language video, the body language YouTube site about Sergei Lavrov, formerly the foreign minister of Russia. He's in a bunker. He's giving a press conference. There's a giant screen in front of him with the faces of all the journalists who are asking him questions. And, of course, it's all in Russian. And he is very nervous. He lacks his usual confidence. He's practically holding the page up to defend himself. It's, you know, I've watched it a bunch of times. And there's something going on in the Russian government. Something that's making him very nervous. And it has to do with China and the U.S., it's a big strategic issue because those are the questions that seem to set off this behavior, this body language on his part. And then you have in China the unusual behavior of the Chinese government bullying Australia, trying to bully India and these other countries in Southeast Asia. And it doesn't seem to be working out for them, but it's definitely showing who they are and why people should not want to be involved with China, with communists. And I think that the world is getting a wake up. I hope that Europe wakes up. There's a huge push to try to get Europe to stick with China. And we'll see how that plays out. But there's a big struggle going on right now. And the struggle has to do with how the world economy is going to be connected to China or not. Whether or not these countries are going to be ready for a possible war. And there's still, you find this in China and Russia, talk about a coming aggressive move from China and Russia. Sources in Asia talking about it, people connected to the communist structures in Asia talking about it. So this is a very scary time right now.
It is. It is. And I hope people will pay heed, that they will educate themselves about the true nature of the international communist threat and its involvement in what's going on every day in this country at the national level, and how their influence has been so harmful, and the risk that we are at. And getting back to war preparations, President Trump is quietly making war preparations. It's been about a year ago. The Defense Department ordered new F-15s, for example, jet fighters that you can actually fly in the rain compared to F-35s, which you can't. They haven't ordered F-15s for 20-plus years. Excellent, excellent aircraft made right in my hometown, St. Louis. Bringing back the B-2s from Guam to the United States, for example, and activating 1 million men and women in the Army Reserve, National Guard, and the IRR. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.